Hare Krishna. We can't see the big picture unless we ask the big questions. The big picture is an idiomatic way of talking about the broader perspective of life. And it is said often that we should look at the big picture. When some problems start troubling us too much and we start getting eaten up by those problems, others may tell us, look at the big picture. Whatever seems bad now, it may work out to be good in future. Don't get too hung up about this. So yes, it's important to look at the big picture, but we can't look at the big picture, we can't even search for the big picture, leave alone see the big picture, unless we ask the big questions. If you are too consumed by the immediate, oh, I have this problem, how do I deal with this? I have this problem, how do I deal with this? If we get consumed by the immediate problems we are facing, then we will be caught in the circumstances and we will not learn, will not see the big picture, will not learn anything enduring. If at all we solve the problems, we'll solve them, but we'll just, that just sets us up for a future problem again. So if we are to learn and grow, not just we don't have to just learn about the specific problems and specific solutions, we want to learn life lessons which can stand us in good stead in future also. And for that, we need to see the big picture. And for that, we need to ask the big questions. This is demonstrated at the start of the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna is overwhelmed. He is mortified. He almost has an emotional breakdown on considering the prospect of a fratricidal war with his relatives, where he would have to fight against his own elders, venerable elders such as his martial teacher and his grandsire. And as this problem starts choking him up, he just doesn't know what to do. And he's facing a big, big problem. Kshatriya is such a virile person that even in the face of the greatest wounds, Kshatriya doesn't cry. But here Arjuna was reduced to tears. Tam tatha kripaya vishtam Ashrupurnakulekshanam Vishidantamidam Vakya Vachamadusudana. In 2.1 it is said that Ashrupurnakulekshanam was in tears. Now at that time he turned towards Krishna and surrendered to Krishna. But the question that he asked Krishna is very significant. He did not ask Krishna simply, now should I fight or should I not fight? That is his specific problem, which he mentions in 2.6, Nachaita Dvidma Kataranno Gariyo Yadva Jayema Yadivano Jayeyu Yaneva Hatva Najiji Vishamas Tevasitaha Pramukhe Dhartharashtra. He says, should I fight? Should I not fight? I don't know. But then, this is a specific question, but from that specific dilemma, he goes to a universal question. In 2.7, he asks that Karpanya Dosho Pahata Swabhava Pruchhami Tvam Dharma Sammoodha Chetaha Yashreyasyan Nishchitam Bruhi Tanme Shishyaste Ham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. So he says, Shishyaste Ham, I surrender, I become your disciple. Shadhi, please instruct me. Mam Tvam Prapannam, I surrender to you. But what is the question he asks? Pruchhami Tvam, I ask you, Dharma Sammoodha Chetaha. I am bewildered, please tell me, what is Dharma? So he doesn't ask the question, should I fight or should I not fight? From that specific circumstance, he asks the big question, what is Dharma? And that is, because he asks the big question, that's why the Bhagavad Gita has enduring value. Now, if the question was simply, should I fight or should I not fight? Thousands of years later, why would we be interested in studying a book which is simply about a particular battle? The Bhagavad Gita is not about a particular battle. Because Arjuna asked that universal question, okay, what is my dharma? What is dharma? What should I do in such a situation? What are the underlying principle based on which I can make decisions? Because of asking this question, such questions, he gets answers that enrich him with wisdom and that have enriched millions for millennia thereafter. Similarly, when we face dilemmas, when we face perplexities in life, rather than getting consumed by the perplexities, we can ask the big question. Okay, what is dharma? What am I meant to do in such a situation? rather than thinking, why is this person doing like this? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Then ask, okay, what am I meant to do? What is my dharma? The Bhagavad Gita's answer is that ultimately we are souls, we are servants of God, and we are meant to serve Him. So if we just ask this question, how can I serve in this situation? That question will free our resentment and will enable us to find constructive pathways for moving ahead. And as we find those pathways, just asking that question, well, how can I serve Krishna now? That will situate us in our constitutional position as servants. That will calm us down. And thus, beyond maturely, intelligently dealing with a specific problem, we will also grow because we will get experiential realization of our identity as servants of Krishna. We'll realize that how being situated in our position as a servant, that calms us down, that empowers us actually. And that will be an enduring lesson that we can learn. And similarly, in general, when we go through life's upheavals, without getting caught in the specifics, if we ask the big questions, then we'll see the big picture. And as we'll see Krishna's hand in our life, and we'll be able to become more and more spiritually conscious even while going through life's material ups and downs. Thank you. Hare Krishna.